Ukraine strikes Russian chips and refineries, declaring itself unbound on deep strikes. Ukrainian drones executed a broad overnight campaign against Russian territory, hitting refineries, tankers, a microchip production facility, and an explosives factory in a single coordinated operation. The breadth of targeting, spanning energy infrastructure, industrial production, and semiconductor manufacturing, reflects a deliberate strategic logic aimed at degrading Russia's capacity to sustain its war economy. The microchip plant strike carries particular significance. Russia has been working to build domestic semiconductor capacity since Western sanctions took hold in 2022, and destroying that capacity directly extends the effective reach of the sanctions regime. It is not merely a military strike, but an act of industrial warfare, targeting the guidance systems and communications equipment on which modern combat depends. Ukraine simultaneously announced it no longer considers itself bound by any approval requirement for deep strikes on Russian territory, a formal declaration of something already happening in practice as Western allies gradually loosened restrictions on weapons use. Stating it explicitly changes the diplomatic landscape, signaling that Ukraine regards itself as having received a de facto green light even without explicit Western authorization. The declaration complicates the settlement picture being sketched at NATO's Ankara summit. Russia cannot plausibly accept a peace agreement that leaves Ukraine with long-range strike capability pointed at its industrial heartland. Ukraine cannot accept terms that leave Russia in occupation of Ukrainian territory. The gap between those positions remains enormous, despite the optimistic language from both Trump and European leaders. U.S.-Canada charges against 37 individuals in Operation Hardball added a further dimension to the Russia-linked threat environment. The charges targeted three transnational criminal networks connected to the 2023 assassination of Sikh leader Hardeep Singh Nijjar in British Columbia, with the networks reportedly carrying overlapping ties to Russian intelligence operations targeting diaspora communities in North America. A reminder that the conflict extends well beyond Ukraine's borders.